Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is bang that like button like it's Sydney Sweeney in a sundress, so that it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the Red Pill Ring. The Freemasons have their own rings, and now so do we. When another MGTOW sees your gold, silver, or bronze ring, he's gonna know exactly what it means, and that both of you have the same value system. Now all we have to do is make a secret handshake. Please visit redpillring.com today to get your precious, precious ring. Do it fast before Gollum with boobs stops you. And now on with the memes. Number one, we have an all-woman flight crew that made history as they take off from a New Jersey airport, and they were never seen and heard from again. Just kidding. But increasingly, women are getting celebrated for doing things that men literally do every day. These days, planes are automated, and most of that automation is made by males. So those of you hoping that the plane crashes because flight schools need to meet their quotas will be disappointed. Moving on, the spicy vegan says that real men grill vegetables and not animals. Says no one ever. Nice try, soy boys. If this guy invited me over for a barbecue and I saw him doing that, I'd flip the entire grill, poop on the patio, and then leave. This is probably a dude that's flipping vegetables while contemplating his gender. Remember, that meat is so delicious that even vegans pretend that they're eating it. Number three, scientists suggest that prehistoric women are better at hunting than men, because they would talk so much to the animals listening to them that they would just flop over dead. Just look at the uninterest in that mammoth's eyes. They all probably went extinct thanks to female nagging alone from mammoth whispers like this one. Cave women's tongues were as sharp as knives. Clearly this is a satire story from Babylon Bee, but it's still hilarious. Up next is a wedding photo from Carl Benjamin's and Anita Sarkeesian's wedding. They're definitely a looks match. Actually, Anita married herself, and Benjamin wasn't even there. Unless Anita brought her cat Benjamin along. This is probably just a carefully concealed ad by the Coca-Cola Corporation. If it were true, we would actually start calling her Anita of a cod. Anita is almost as big as Benjamin here. They definitely look happy together. Number 5, America is turning into a Brothers Grimm fairy tale in real life. Samira Khan hates Hannah Baron because she's classically beauty and innocent looking, like the girl next door. Forget about Disney making their current version of Snow White. Maybe they should just make this instead, filming these two. Every man wants a mid-catfish girl that's wife material these days. Now this is a modernized version of Snow White that I'm willing to watch. Moving on, a woman that was with 300 men in only 1 year says that cruel men give her hate online. Better Bachelor says that she's a woman that makes spicy videos and cashes in on them on Lonely Fools, making $1.4 million a year. And now is upset because men call her dirty. Actually, she's just saying this not for sympathy, but because she's trying to advertise and get more simps to pay for her content. Number 7, The Telegraph says that women reach the peak of their beauty at the age of 31. Please name the feminist comedian that wrote this. To me, it sounds like they're trying really hard to convince Leonardo DiCaprio to date older women instead of the teenager that he's currently with. They will never turn Leo. They'll have to pry the 20-year-olds from his cold, dead hands. Up next, with the recent run-up of Bitcoin, the critics would rather everyone realize that they're right about Bitcoin, being a Ponzi scheme instead of profiting from it and getting rich. This meme is going to come back to haunt a lot of the critics out there in about a year and a half. The network effects just keep on getting stronger. Number 9, we have a woman saying that she wants to be with other men, but that she can't have her husband being with other women. It would make her feel too jealous. Wow, a narcissistic woman incapable of feeling empathy, being honest is kind of refreshing. But she's probably not honest to her man, and when he tells her to dream of him, she always says, "You know that I always do. I just want to know what's wrong with the black guy's stomach." Moving on, a Florida woman left her phone at a pub and was subsequently arrested after the bartender found videos of her and her phone frolicking with peanut butter, if you know what I mean. Also, there was pedo content. Why is she so dumb not to have set a passcode on her phone? I bet nothing will happen to her, though. She'll probably say that the bartender put that content with the kids on there, and he'll go to prison in her place. But seriously, who else would want her? Woof woof. Number 11, here's the look on your face when you realize that you thought you'd get paid more if you became a dude, but now you're a 5'1" unemployed actor who learned the wage gap is fake. To be fair though, Elliot was in the third season of The Umbrella Academy in his new form, but that part was cast before the transition. It's going to be interesting to see if he'll ever get another film role again. He looks really happy now. I'm very happy for him. Up next, you know the species is doomed when women are increasingly childless by choice, and their purpose in life is to shop, nap, and get manicures. Looks to me like her real purpose in life is to dig for gold. Why does she have those desperate I need a man now eyes? Let's see what happens when she's older and no men are interested in her, and all her friends are busy with their own children and grandkids. Imagine waking up in the morning and seeing those eyes staring back at you. Number 13, we have Bando, and she says that a real man will pay your rent without having his name on the lease or even a key. Shaming men to pay by using the term real men, you know all the Chads are pretty much walking out the door laughing at her. She's looking for a father figure that's paying her bills. Remember that whenever a woman starts a sentence with a real man, you just need to avoid listening to the rest of it. Just hand her some Monopoly money and tell her it's real money. Moving on is the 21st century British injustice system. One guy posted anti-immigration stickers and was sentenced to 2 years in prison. Another guy posted a racist comment and got 16 weeks. Yet another immigrant only got 180 hours of community service for struggle snuggling a young girl. Notice that the only one smiling is the guy on the right. This is a disgrace, treating your citizens worse than migrants. Stuff like this is eventually going to lead to revolution. Number 15, we have a woman saying that sleeping around in your 20s has consequences later in your life. What she wants to know is why women are triggered by her tweet when the tweet wasn't even gender specific. It's because women and accountability are like oil and water. Just the thought of accountability triggers them. The most destructive war in history is probably waged between women and reality. Up next, Lonely Fool star Tasha accidentally gets preggers while filming content. It definitely wasn't her fault though. She doesn't need to take accountability. It's became pregnant, not fell pregnant, like a giant schwing-schwang knocked her out or something. Let me guess, no pill or rubbers were used. Here's a proper explanation of what actually happened. Engaging in it was consensual, then she got knocked up and is now crying that she's been enslaved. It's not like she stumbled accidentally over a chubby custard launcher or anything like that. Number 17, for me, 25 to 30 years ago, the internet was an escape from reality. But today, the real world is an escape from the internet. I totally agree. Especially after all the normies came to the internet and tried telling everyone what to do and how to behave. Now you have to go to a place with no phone tower service to get away from that internet. That's why I don't have an internet connection when I go on vacation. Besides Google Maps, I would be fine if there was no mobile internet at all. Moving on, we have the difference between flirting and sexual harassment. Flirting while unattractive around a woman is dangerous and can lead you to a prison term. But flirting while good-looking can land you in her bedroom. If you're good-looking, you can interact with women normally without them freaking out on you. But if you're ugly, increasingly just looking at her is sexual assault these days. Number 19 is a double standard between male and female communication. She doesn't like things about you, and you need to change. But if you want her to change, then she'll say, if you can't accept me the way that I am, then why are we together? A man marries a woman thinking that she won't change. A woman marries a man thinking that she can change him. They're both wrong. So it's best just to go your own way and let her have her cats. Up next, we have the difference between male and female armor in video games. But Samus Aran is a woman on the left, and the one on the right is a male called Link, the Twink. You see, I know lots about video games. Metroid is my favorite Star Wars character to boot. One guy in the comments section says, men actually fight so they need more armor. Who's going to tell him? Number 21, the comedy My Cousin Vinny starred two main characters with a huge age difference and height difference, as well as a looks-maxing difference. But today the guy would have to be 6 feet tall and she would need to be 100 pounds overweight for modern audiences, not to mention 10 to 20 years older. But it was a comedy, so people will say it wasn't very realistic. But it was if you look at this picture from Jason Alexander and his wife in the early 90s. She's half a foot taller than him and better looking. Different times. Moving on, Anna Kasparian was pissed off back when the makeup app came out, which added another 15 years to her age by removing her makeup. So it's sexist that men don't want to be catfished and deceived by women by having heavy caked on makeup, then we're the sexist ones. This is the equivalent of someone walking around a used car dealership and writing down accurately what's wrong with each vehicle. As a man, I'm naturally beautiful, so this won't work on me. Number 23, we have science saying that more women may be psychopaths than previously thought. Gee, where do they do their research? On Tinder or Bumble, perhaps? Any guy in his 20s or 30s could have told you that. Experts are late to the party as usual. I think that all their single mothers made them that way. Either that or social media warping their brains, making them all think that they're semi-famous influencers or something. Up next, Madonna calls out one of her concertgoers for sitting down at her concert before realizing it was a fan in a wheelchair. Looks like she needs some glasses. That's probably how she diverted herself from accountability, by blaming her male optometrist for not suggesting some nicer glasses. I can't wait for her next concert. I'm going so I can see some narcissistic granny twerk while singing like a virgin that has seen one too many plastic surgeons. Number 25 and the last one is every African-American's dream, an automated Colonel Sanders food truck in China. But something tells me this wouldn't last very long on the streets of Philadelphia, or the south side of Chicago, or San Francisco. Stuff like this only works in a high-trust society, where the majority of people will go to jail if they steal. Not a place like America where they have decriminalized shoplifting and looting. The whole truck will probably end up in some homie's living room. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.